moving on to something a lee bit different, moving on to something that is kind of a very important issue at the moment, and it is the environment. We're going to talk about Thailand, because Thailand has decided to close to tourists, at least, not to locals, obviously. You can't just evict people from an island just because. But Thailand is closing one of its most popular tourist destinations to tourists to ease pressure on the environment. Now, that is specifically, we're talking about Maya Bay. And it's been a go-to destination for beach lovers after it featured in the the film called The Beach from 2000. And here's some facts and stats. 4,000 to 500 people were turning up on the shores of Maya Bay daily before the ban came into force. And this is the sad bit, is that experts say that 77% of Maya Bay's coral is at risk. And it's hoped that this four-month break from tourists from June to September will aid its recovery. Now, it's not something unusual for Thailand to do, because they've actually closed some islands before to tourists in the Phi island chain, and the it's like Similian Islands National Park, and the places there have been off limits since 2016. And I think it's an interesting way of going about it, because we're always saying that we need to protect the environment more, and Thailand seems to be taking kind of a forceful and directful action to make sure that they're able to look after their habitat and their amazing wildlife and spaces. But that's something that's quite good, because there's like environmental things obviously on the island that we should protect, such as the red squirrels and the beautiful countryside and the cliffs, especially like on the south. We need to look after our cliffs, because they're not the stablest things in the world. There are landslips, and we do need to make sure we're ready and prepared to look after areas that are prone to that. But jumping back to a worldview with environmental stuff, I think and you had a story. It was about a beach in Mumbai.
It was known as one of the dirtiest beaches in the world, but, you know, record-breaking amounts of litter and plastic. And, a group of volunteers, quite a mass amount of people, really, through, I think it was a two-year period, they managed to clear, I think it was 53 million kilograms of rubbish from the beach, and that enabled a rare species of turtle to hatch there.
Yeah.
And to reproduce and, save the species, which is...
That's really amazing. I mean, like, that is... That's just another one of those good stories that you're kind of like, you kind of have a warm, fuzzy glow, because you're like, yes!
Yeah, something good's happening, yeah.
Go us, we've managed to do this amazing thing, which is to bring about this change in the environment, a change for good, I may say. And it's just, I must give I have massive respect for all the volunteers who went out, presumably out of their own time to do this, to turn around, one of the dirtiest beaches in the world.
And like, to follow on from that, they stayed on the beach to make sure, the turtles, they hatched and they went into the sea and survived.
That's just an amazing good news story there. We've got some Jethro Tull on the way, and then we have some very, very, very interesting looking local music from Cozy Flashback.